I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hope Danoff, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my beautiful friend, Dawn. What a pleasure it was to be with you last evening. I'm still on a high being with you, my friend.
Me too.
It was amazing.
Me too. And then we were texting each other, did you get home safe? It was pretty nasty. It was kind of foggy and nasty and rainy and got home late last night. Foggy again this morning. What do you take away from last night? I mean, during Whatley's speech, a lot of people were fired up, got huge applause, standing ovation at the end. Obviously, an energized group of people who are, you know, mostly, I would say, conservatives. Although it was interesting to me, how many people said to me, you know, I'm not far right, I'm more middle, or I'm independent. So I was hearing those comments as if people have to kind of say where they are. And what do you make of all of that and just the reaction to last night's event?
Well, last night's event was so awe-inspiring. I didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. I was in such a high. And I wanted to tell you something so fascinating this morning. I was at a class. And the instructor was saying to me, who's a Republican woman, said, you know, I live in an old Democratic area and my neighbors are Democrat, but guess what? They just registered Republican. They have Trump signs on their lawn. I, Dawn, was so taken back. We jumped up and hugged each other. There's a real sea change happening. And, you know, even though people don't feel comfortable at this time to say, you know, I'm voting for Donald Trump, I'm voting for Dave McCormick, I am registering Republican. It's happening. And I just see it as I'm on boots on the ground every day, talking to everyone in from Kensington to Bryn Mawr to Welsh Valley to out in the suburbs, that people are saying, I am fed up. I do not like what's happening. I voted Democrat all these years. I don't want to keep voting the same way. You know what they always say when you vote that way, you know, expect a different result. There's something insanity there as well. So people are waking up, and I saw Newt Gingrich at about 3 a.m. as I was watching TV saying that he was looking at the numbers and saying that he was going through each state on and just saying that the numbers are moving tremendously towards Trump now. I just want to tell you that, like I mentioned before, we're going to win this, and Dave McCormick's going to win. And I'm very excited about working in Pennsylvania and then going across the country as well.
And so for you, I remember when you were starting what you call the little grassroots movement, you wanted to just create a platform and bring people together. And it's really turned into, you know, Republicans with Hope, an organization by which I think you're really just trying to reach out to find a common ground. So I don't see you as somebody who says to people, oh, you have to be this quote unquote far left or reform. I mean, what are you all about and what's your goal?
I think the reason why I'm really, you know, connecting with people from all walks of life is that my goal is to build a diverse community. That is really where I want to go. I want to reach out, and it's happening now, to the African-American voters that are fed up with being Democrats. I want to reach out to the Hispanic voters, the Jewish voters. So I'm Jewish, and a lot of those voters vote, you know, Democrat. They've, you know, it's not the JFK party anymore. So I want to the youth. Mm-hmm. I have people coming to my event, a lot of youth. And so it's really about building a diverse community with the gay community, too, that I've connected many people to the Log Cabin Republicans, the gay wing with the Log Cabins, with my flag wave with them every single Saturday. And also my events that, you know, are about meet and greet the African-American candidates. The Democratic Party has always said, like, we're the party, you know, of the inner city. We're the party of, like, the minorities. Well, they're waking up now because they realize, wait a second, I voted this way all this time and it's not working for me. I'm going to look a different way. That's why Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich talked about this last night. That's why he's booming, really, with the African-American males. And I see it when I flag wave, and also the women, too. So this is just the beginning of about educating people what the Republican Party stands for, because we talked about that. It stands for such beautiful things. And a lot of people, you know, are just being, you know, fed the Democratic for the Democratic media and fed something that's not true. So I'm out here trying to educate and also energize the base that a lot of them don't vote.
So I know you have events tomorrow and then again on Sunday. How can people join in on some of the, especially the flag waving sessions that you do?
Sure. Well, the flag waving, come in, you know, come and email me at republicanswithhope@gmail.com. Tomorrow at East Norriton from 10 to 12, we'll have all your African-American candidates there for a meet and greet. And Tom DiBella, your county commissioner that was just on, he'll be there. And Trump Force 47 will be there. We're going to do a video and send it up to Trump headquarters. And I also want to just touch on this. Last night, Dawn, when I got home, I almost cried. I was so touched that Lara Trump is sending a video. She already sent it to me. For the Women for Trump event that hopefully everyone can join us with our beautiful Stacey Garrity. And Lara Trump sent a beautiful video in for us. And that's going to be at a private home in Marine Station on October 13th from 1 to 3:30. Please contact me at republicanswithhope@gmail.com and republicanswithhope.com. Let's join together to really win this election and really save our country.
Beautifully said. Hope Danoff, you're the best.
Hey, before you let her go,
yes?
Just some comments from youtube.com/@1210WPHD, @1210WPHD. Please go like and subscribe. Sylvia Hope says, I love this woman, so inspiring. Mangle says she is Sylvia. And Sue says, Hope is so great, so true to her name. She definitely exudes hope. So thank you, Hope.
God bless you all.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.